Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow.
The development of child immunity involves infant nutrition and three phases of childhood immunity, including innate, passive, and adaptive. Infant immunity begins before birth and then preferably continues with breastfeeding, and that's encouraged by the American Academy of Pediatrics, or AAP, AMA, and the World Health Organization. The infant immune system benefits from breastfeeding and white blood cell development, immune factors, enzymes, and antibodies. Breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life is also beneficial in thymus gland development. The T cells are programmed by the thymus gland to attack potentially harmful pathogens. Additionally, breastfeeding studies indicate a potential in most infants for lowering risk for milk allergies, eczema, and wheezing associated with asthma. The AAP concludes that antibodies in breast milk help a baby fight off ear infections, pneumonia, diarrhea, plus certain types of meningitis. If breastfed for 4 months, there are also lower risk for hospitalizations for lower respiratory infections such as croup or bronchiolitis. Be aware, smoking, alcohol, and drugs can impair an infant's immune system. Much like other body systems that continue to develop after birth, like the nervous system and digestive system, the immune system develops throughout childhood and into adulthood. While vaccinations utilize the immature immune system of an infant and young child, the current popularity of multiple vaccinations at a time at younger and younger ages, hopefully, are not overloading these immature immune systems that could create issues in later years. Your child's immune system is comprised of tissues, organs, and cells that work to attack invaders and defend your child against germs. In the meantime, your child's body will rely on different types of immunity to stay healthy. The child is born with innate immunity that offers general protection until the child is able to develop an immune system over years. The cough reflex, skin, and mucus production are all part of innate immunity that began developing even before birth. Passive immunity is a temporary immunity provided your child from sources such as the breast milk that provide antibodies for immunity from diseases to which the mother has been exposed. These antibodies disappear between 6 to 12 months of age when a child's adaptive immunity is more developed and growing stronger. Adaptive immunity is the most significant aspect of a child's immunity development, and it develops throughout life as a child is exposed to illness and germs. Even as an infant and young child, nutrition is critical, with sugar and white refined products creating fungal and other health issues. Open an NSC 24 original MG Glucan capsule and put in formula or food, even for infants, and then take it for a lifetime to nutritionally benefit all ages to be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Gasoline, diesel, and taxes are sky high and dollars are scarce. How can you save on health? Join the NSC Club and save 24% on every purchase with free shipping. Want more? A free bottle of what you order from the NSC Club is yours when you join. And no forgetting, your health products come to you regularly each month. Best of all, it's free to join. Save now on your NSC products. Join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 today for big savings tomorrow.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC Glucan sample valued at $15, with free shipping, too. To join the NSC Club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com.
This is Frank Jordan, saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.